And Will, why don't you share that the piece, the poem that you picked out to share with me? And I appreciate that. I love poetry.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm honored to share this piece. It's called Broken Mending. Broken dot mending. It's the only piece I've ever written where the title is actually like squeezed together with a dot in between. I really think that all of us, when we come to an understanding, we are all broken and mending. But if we embrace that tension of both, just that joy, like that joy pain, it does make us whole. So here's this piece. It's called Broken Mending. I am a broken man. Spend time with a broken clan, searching for pieces of me, pieces of us. Prefer not to cause a ruckus with those who refuse to accept their own brokenness, because we find strength in our weakness. Compliment one another in our incompleteness, and though we often strive for transparency, still wear masks when need be. Like Sun Tzu in The Art of War and the warrior Braveheart, our art of living is pure, though our hearts often fatigue. For the war of art is paved with resistance, but we have been chosen to overcome. Not by man, but by spirit. In meditation, we hear it calling us from within, aligning ourselves with the past of ancestors whose backs we've tiptoed upon to the tops of these totems. For we are soul searchers, researchers of healing, bruised and broken, and yet chosen. For it seems like those of us coming apart at the seams are the only ones truly qualified to fight the good fight. Because those wound too tightly together cannot accept the vulnerability it takes to face the brokenness we see. Where words spoken are tangible and spoken word is the key, where emotional literacy is the bridge between degrees and the streets, where days like these offer us liberation from all that we've seen. Conversations like these offer us redemption from all that life brings. For we are broken, but mending, fighting, but sending. You align. I am nothing more than a broken man who chooses to spend my time with a broken clan, searching for pieces of me, pieces of us, prefer not to cause a ruckus with those who refuse to accept their own brokenness, because we find strength in our weakness. Compliment one another in our incompleteness, and though we often strive for transparency, still wear masks when need be. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Will.